All right, we're here in Orlando, Florida for Worldwide Partner Conference 2015. This is season two of the Launchpad series. I'm filling in for Baldwin, and I have a special guest here today. Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Vitaly Tavor. I am one of the co-founders and a VP product of a company called Cloudin.
Cloudin. So what does Cloudin do?
Cloudin is a company that took the most boring subject of IT. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the most boring subject of IT?
There's a lot of them, unfortunately.
Oh, there is one which is the most boring, the cost.
Right.
I mean, who's interested in cost, right?
Yeah, that is the boring part.
That's a very boring part. But it appears that when you go to cloud, suddenly cost stops being boring. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that in traditional IT, you would reserve everything in advance and you wouldn't care. Now, in a cloud, you actually pay for everything you do. Mm-hmm. So the cost actually stops being boring.
Yeah. I remember one time I actually left Azure on and I forgot and I got a bill for like $200 at the end of the month. And it wasn't so boring anymore to me.
And there was a company, a large video company, who once made a small mistake in a code and was hit by a bill which was 70% higher than the usual.
Oh my goodness.
And they only discovered it by the end of the month. Uh-oh. So no, cost in the cloud is extremely unboring.
Yeah. So show us, let's see what you got.
So in this presentation, we'll cover simple things like who we are, what customers we're serving, what are the challenges we're solving, mm-hmm. and then we'll talk a little bit about the Cloudin for MSPs, Cloudin for enterprises, and Cloudin for LARs, VARs, and resellers of the types. Now, let me give you a kind of overview of a use case that would demonstrate what we do. Okay. It's a real one, happened last week. Now, I got this small alert on the screen. It says that my cost in the last 2 days spiked 350%.
Oh, that's not
like
good.
That's four times the usual one. That's not nice. So what do we do? Luckily, I have Cloudin running in for me as well. So I have a look. So what do we have? Indeed, we see the spike of these 2 days. And now we try to understand what the spike is. So let's try to figure out. First, let's see which service it is. That's the VMs, that's the machines we are running in the cloud. Mm-hmm. Now, it's extremely unusual. There is a kind of a standard pattern and it changes. So what happens with VMs, we actually have a very good way to find that. So we go to the next one from here. We move to the actual VMs over time and we see what happened. And here indeed, there is a spike of these two VMs, of these VMs. And we see that these are these guys over here, the standard A8 three machines, which we didn't have before, but which were launched just now. Mm-hmm. And so we are looking what these are. I'm not sure who launched them, why they were launched. So we move to the next one and we look what is the list of all of my machines. Now here I'm trying to find this A8. There are three of these. And it says that it's a load test. Let's have a look at everything which has load inside. In this small search window, I type load, and surely enough, I get all these VMs that were launched. Mm-hmm. And this is a load test that the engineers were running. Four machines. These four machines tripled the cost of all the deployment here. And we have the price per hour of this and the cost impact of these machines. Let's just have a look what load test does. So luckily we have here the details and I would like to see the performance of this. So this is a very powerful machine.
Yeah, an A8.
It is a very powerful machine and this machine is actually CPU optimized. And looking at the performance, I can see that it uses like 5% even at the high end. So it looks like engineers have overdone something. Mm-hmm. They have probably launched something wrong. And this is an example of how everything like usage and cost in the cloud is bound completely together and you cannot separate that. Mm-hmm. So the cost in a cloud becomes one of the most important operational metrics because it shows you when anything has gone wrong. Mm-hmm. That's what Cloudin does. It ties everything together. And
so tell me a little bit about how it actually does that. How does Cloudin get the information that these VMs were started or how much processor they were using?
Well, Cloudin works with different clouds and for each type of cloud, it uses the APIs mm-hmm. to hook into cloud and to get all this information. Among the APIs that Cloudian is using, it uses the usage APIs, it uses the performance APIs, it uses the billing APIs, and anything else which might be helpful to discover that.
I see. So where does it actually live? Is this like a machine that's running somewhere that's getting all this information?
Well, Cloudian is a farm of machines which are running somewhere in the cloud. And from this central location, it collects the data, it gets the information from all of the customer deployments, mm-hmm. it analyzes it, it aggregates it so it can present it in a fast way.
I see.
And then it presents to the user and generates all type of alerts, all types of useful business data.
Now, is this software that you buy and that you install on a VM, or is this a service that you provide?
It's a service.
I see.
There is zero installation. It takes 3 minutes to hook it up to Cloudian, and it automatically discovers everything.
That's fantastic. So where can people go to find out more?
People may go to find out more on our site. We have a special, since you ask, it's the end of the presentation, mm-hmm. but we go there anyway. People can hook to Cloudian through a special offer that we have, app.cloudian.com/Azure. You'll get a special offer for 30 days free.
Got it. So I saw some other information there that you could share with us.
There is actually much more here. I have shown just one use case. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're dealing with the cost, the very important part of the cost is not only to show the spikes and not only to analyze the spikes, but also to break it down by a kind of business needs. Now, you have groups, you have departments, you have projects.
Correct.
And all this needs to be billed back or charged back. So Cloudian, in addition to usual being a watchdog for the cloud efficiency, provides the chargeback and showback capabilities.
Oh, okay.
This process of being able to assign costs to various business needs is called cost allocation. And Cloudian does a very extensive cost allocation looking like, well, this is just an example. Cloud providers allow you to assign marks or assign tags to your resources you're mm-hmm. spinning in the cloud. And by means of these tags, we are able to break the cost down to any granularity you need. In this case, in our cloud, we are tagging all the resources with two specific tags. One is called purpose, which is the application which is running in the cloud. One is called stack, which is the environment, production, development, and so on.
Got it.
Anyone else, other users may tag it as business units, cost centers. It's entirely customizable. And the system picks all these tags, and then it calculates cost for each one of these.
I see.
And here's an example of how we present it in the pie. Here, actually, I would like the environment to be at the top. So I kind of move the environment to the top to see the opposite mm-hmm. View. So here I see all of my environments. Here's the production and the applications which are running in the production. Here's the database, here's the web, here's the collection machines, and so on.
I see.
All this information may be presented in a table view, of course, and all this information may be exported into a billing systems so the users can actually provide a bill for each one of these groups or for each one of these projects.
I see.
Right? This is Cloudian for end user. Mm-hmm. This is how end users deal with Cloudian. Mm-hmm. Now, Cloudian works typically with much larger enterprises than just a few machines here. Mm-hmm. And large enterprise has multiple groups, and each group needs to have a separate access to the system.
Correct.
Having a separate access to the system is what Cloudian calls the enterprise view. In the enterprise view, you're able to build kind of structure tree of your enterprise, and then you assign the cloud resources or specific accounts, subscriptions, whatever you call it, to specific groups. And from this tree, you're able to pick the specific subscription, and you can drag it to any other group you like. And that way, you build kind of separate view for every group you're providing the access to. Then each group sees just its own environment. this group sees just cloud in a nutshell, as you have seen before, right? And from the top level, you're able to manage that in a consistent way. You see everything. You see all of the optimization, all of the inefficiencies, all the cost breakdowns.
So it's not just a way to look at how much is stuff costing me, but you're also able to, here with this right stuff, you're able to separate things out into different departments, and they can also see what they are using.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And finally, the next level, we work with resellers, VARs, LARs, and all types of service providers in the cloud. Service providers in the cloud need to manage customers. The customer management is very similar to this view, it's the same need. You have kind of entities below you mm-hmm. to which you would like to provide their own access and see their own cost. And each one of them obviously may use the full power of Cloudin, and you as a service provider are able to assign custom costs for these customers. You're able to assign their specific views or specific conditions. And that is the custom pricing for resellers.
I see. So you're able to, if you're, say you have a really good application and you want your customers to know how much they're spending when it comes to resource, you can assign a cost, mm-hmm. sort of like a little bit of a markup on the stuff that you're already using.
Exactly. And it's even called markup.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
And finally, some service providers might be a little bit worried that Cloudin is an optimizer service. We didn't show it, but Cloudin is able to optimize your deployment. It is able to say which resources are over-allocated. We kind of glanced at it in the beginning where I showed the typical over-allocation. And the service providers might be a little bit worried because they charge, they have markup on the cost. And if the customers drop the cost, obviously they might earn less.
Right.
But in fact, Cloudin does two things for the customers, which makes the resellers earn much more. One, the customers become happy customers, and happy customers bring more resources into cloud. And the second rule is, it's called Jevons paradox. It's the paradox of the consumption of resources. When the cost of the resource goes down, then the demand grows and the users actually consume much more than that. And it boils down to, if you have $100 to spend in the cloud, you will spend $100 in the cloud regardless of how you optimize your deployment.
Right.
But if you are more satisfied, then next year you will bring much more than $100 into it. Right. And that's the value Cloudin brings to the resellers and the service providers.
That's neat.
I think that kind of summarizes what Cloudin does. It looks like I wanted to show this one. We didn't really use the presentation. We went over it by heart. Since you asked questions, we didn't really need the presentation.
Yeah.
So again, to register for Cloudin, we recommend that you go to app.cloudin.com/azure, and you will get your special offer.
That's awesome.
Talk to us.
So not only is it a place where you can optimize your usage, but you can also optimize the usage of departments or optimize the usage of your customers and even add a little bit of a markup to the service you're providing. That's really neat.
Exactly.
That's cool. Well, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much.
Again, we're here in Orlando for Worldwide Partner Conference. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.
Thank you.